I'm with James Williams, the England captain of the physical disabilities side. It's the end of the England-Pakistan series, the first ever series between two countries endorsed by two member boards. A little bit disappointing, I'm guessing, James, the end of the series, but at the same time, great joy at the fact that the series has taken place in the first place.
Yes, because we're all very, very proud to be selected and take part in this prestigious event, basically. Yes, we are disappointed. Results haven't gone our way, but we have pushed them all the way in four of the games. Today was a little bit of a disappointment with losing wickets early all the way through the innings, but you know, we can build on that and learn from that in the future.
Has the standard of the cricket that's been played surprised you at all? Because it's been such an incredibly high standard, hasn't it, over the course of the series?
I wouldn't say so much astounded me, because a lot of us do play able-bodied cricket, and I think it is what we expected at the end of the day, with 11 good players on the park at the end of the day, and you know, you've got to learn from that and develop ways of getting people out like any normal game.
What's next on the agenda then? Obviously there's been this groundbreaking series. Where does physical disability cricket go from here?
Well, hopefully, you know, in the long run, there might be an international World Cup series. It depends on what other countries come online. I mean, obviously, this is a spectacle because it's the first ever. So, hopefully, more countries will come on board, and you know, it can just grow from there onwards.
And how much pleasure have you taken from the fact that this series has happened?
Well, it's a childhood dream. You know, putting the three lions on your shirt. You know. Everybody wishes for that to happen, and you know, it's happened, and you've got to take every moment as it comes, and obviously learn from the mistakes on the pitch, but you know, wear that shirt with pride.